Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb D, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 31, talking about a store. The rabbis taught in a Braisa regarding the store of a Jew. So the Jew has a store, and it was stocked with merchandise owned by a Jew. And non-Jewish laborers, come in to work there. The law is that any chametz that is found there after Pesach is forbidden for benefit, and it need not be said that it's forbidden for consumption. But regarding a Gentile-owned store, a non-Jewish store, stocked with Gentile-owned merchandise, non-Jewish merchandise, and Jewish laborers come in and out to work there, the law is that any chametz that is found there after Pesach is permitted for consumption, need not be said that it's permitted for benefit. In both cases, we assume the notes point out that the chametz came from the merchandise, not from the workers. Rashi points out, as the notes point out, of course, this is idea brings to mind how we go about things, going to supermarkets and whatnot after Pesach. Very interesting, fascinating ideas of how things are involved. But the main idea here for me to think of is the store and storehouses. Yesterday, we talked about the flavor, absorption of flavor, and it goes further. What are we storing in our lives? What are we storing as merits in our storehouses of our lives? Perkei Avos teaches to us that this life is like an antechamber, and the next life is like the real wedding hall. What are we storing up in this life that we could bring to us to the wedding hall, that we could bring to Olam Haba? What are we doing in Olam Hazeh? What is our store full of? As the Gemara talks about the stores, the storehouses of the Jews or non-Jews, as Jewish people, as Jewish brethren, what are we making sure to fully stock within our storehouse, within our stores? What are we making sure that is on our shelves of our lives? Are they lined with beautiful mitzvos, beautiful chasadim that we've done for other people? Are they lined with the beautiful amount of Torah that we've learned and hopefully stored up in our minds, pun intended, and that we keep with us? We have to ensure that in the stores of our lives, which hopefully is 120 years, it's full of Torah, mitzvos, and chesed, wonderful, wonderful things that we do on a daily basis, because we could store up terrible things in our stores, God forbid, such time-wasting things in our stores, but the essence of our life, the essence of our stores, the essence of our existence and our being should be that it's full of chesed, full of Torah, and full of mitzvos within all of our days. Just as the Gemara talks about the laborers and the store, so too we should be laborers in Torah, chesed, and mitzvos every day, working on acquiring mitzvos that we could put in our stores and take with us after 120 years, and make sure to do so every single day. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 32 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.